Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This was the South Side two nights ago. Listen to this. South Side two nights ago. Listen. Late at night.
Attention 24 engine, 24 engine LFR for first responder detail. Stop 15th and Main Elm Street for one male down, multiple gunshot wounds. Police advise that you are code 4 to continue. Again, 24 engine, LA for first responder detail. South 15th and Bingham Street for one male down with multiple gunshot wounds. Set code 4 for medics to continue.
All right. This is, I'm not, if I'm lying, I'm dying. This is Southside last night, 9 o'clock at night. Southside, 20-year-old girl. Listen to this craziness. Last night. Woman was robbed and shot. Southside. Man. Rich Shipka, unofficial mayor of the Southside. I wish we could say we were surprised, sir, but we're not. Are we, sir?
Not at all, Marty. We've been talking about this for 7 years with the violence, crimes, chaos, lack of public safety provided by the city of Pittsburgh.
Did you hear that sound? That 28-year-old shot last... Do you even know that happened?
I find out the next day.
It's unbelievable. It's endless, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And my man, when the big shots like the mayor and his people, when they go on tours at lunchtime, and they cut ribbons on dinky little restaurants, they ignore the elephant in the room with that, the maddening violence at night. Do they not, sir?
Exactly right, Marty. I mean, Fathead has been in Southside for over 30 years. They sacrificed for 30 years, and all their sacrifices for naught because they're closing because of the lack of public safety provided by the city of Pittsburgh.
To that point, hang on, Rich. To that point, Bill Holmes, good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine. Good morning. How are you?
I appreciate you doing this, sir. Tell us your background. How long did you work at Fatheads?
from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
33 years.
Wow.
Yes.
I got to be honest. I love that joint, man. Bill, insane
sandwich. Yeah.
Huh? The sandwich is insane. The service, insane, right? Fantastic.
Yes, right.
What happened?
A lot of stuff made us really shorten staff and, you know, close a lot of part of the kitchen and all that because what's going on, nobody wants to come there anymore.
Did the violence, Bill, have a direct impact on the customers coming to the restaurant?
It's probably most important part of it because a lot of people come out with their children and all their parents, you know, they don't feel comfortable.
Was it tough to close? Fatheads, did a lot of folks cry?
Yes. Yeah, there was a little bit crying going on. Yes, it was. It was hard to swallow.
Did they call you together and make an announcement, or how did you find out?
Yes, we were called, you know, and were announced, you know, at a meeting.
What'd they say?
Said, due to the fact that we're not getting enough business to, you know, keep paying all the employees,
wow,
he's taking a downfall. So he had no choice but to close.
Wow. How, and you've been there for more than 20 years?
30-something years.
Whoa! Wow! So this has to be devastating for you.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
You know, because I helped build that place.
Wow.
You know? Started from the beginning to the end. I'll be there on the last day it closed.
Wow. Bill Holmes, my man.
Yes.
My man, do you blame the city?
No, I can't put no blame on anybody. All I know is need to be a little more, little security going on down here, you know, to make people feel comfortable. You know, how are you going to do that? You keep letting everything get out of hand.
You've been there since 92, sir?
Yes, sir.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Were you ever there,
way
sir?
Way back when. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go, man. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. You know, it started way back in the basement, you know, where, you know, I had to literally cook, you know, with my head under the hood.
Wow.
Yes.
My man, you heard all the gunshots I played. Have you heard gunshots while you're working?
No.
No.
I only work during the daytime. I don't work in the evenings. I really don't know what goes on down here in the evening.
But you say they were directly affected by the shootings and violence, and that's why they had to close, sir?
Part of it.
Yeah.
That had a lot to do with it. I wouldn't say it was the main thing that did it. You know, a lot of other problems evolved before all that, they cost the company money.
Customers quit coming down to the South Side, pretty much, right?
Right.
Man.
Exactly. Right. That's what the issue is. A lot of people feel that they're not safe if they come over here to a nice little place like Pratt is and all the other
it's
ones.
True.
You know?
So when I came
right
back to Pittsburgh, I lived in Mount Washington, and I would come to the South Side twice a week to have dinner. Patrick, the South Side, those are your joints, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Where the really good restaurants were back in those days.
Okay, those days. When's the last time you and your gorgeous wife, because they're foodies, when's the last time you ate at a South Side restaurant?
Probably, back end of the pandemic. When
seriously
things were starting to reopen, yeah.
So, Bill, that's what happened, right? Folks like us quit coming down there, right?
Yes.
Rich Chupka, this is what killed it, isn't it, Rich?
Oh, no doubt about it, Marty. You know, the violence, I mean, we had 55 businesses closed that were long-established, seasoned businesses, and all these people didn't forget how to run a business overnight. It's not because of the owners. It's because of the lack of public safety.
Hey, Bill, you know that sound we played of the shootings over the weekend?
Yes.
That was at Carson and 18th Street, a few feet from Fatheads. Seriously.
Right. Right.
That's enough. They've had enough, haven't they? You've had enough. And the owners have had enough, haven't they?
I'm sure. I'm sure, you know, that heart and hand has something to do with it, you know. Definitely, you know. Because you got to think about your employees also, you know, leaving from work and all that time and these different types of hours at night.
Hey, Rich, I had one of your people call yesterday, and she said you could roll a bowling alley down Carson Street at lunchtime and not hit one person. Is it that dead, sir?
Oh, yeah, it's no doubt about it. You know, the violence scares people away from nighttime and daytime.
So there's carryover, and right?
Yeah. And then I was talking to one of the girls from Fatheads the other day, and they said this actually started when the city implemented the new parking plan over here.
Oh.
And people just got tired of, you know, being ticketed. You know, they used to just come in, go to the, you know, people want convenience. They don't want to be hassled. Like, you know, the draft is coming to Pittsburgh. What's the first thing Pittsburgh does? They're going to raise all the fees for
the meter fees
for parking for to $5 an hour. You know.
Hey, Bill, do you have another job?
No, currently right now I'm still working at Fatheads.
Okay. Do you plan on retiring or finding new work, sir?
Planning on retiring.
All right. My man, I love your dedication. It must break your heart to see that place close down.
Oh, yes, it did. You know, because I put a lot of sweat in there.
You sure did. Makes me sad, brother. Rich Chupka, my man, yeah. Bill, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your honesty. Truth to power.
Thank you,
all
buddy.
Right, thank you.
Wow. Makes me sad. It's sad, man. Man. Someone's got to do something.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Multiple gunshot wounds. Set code 4 for medics to continue.
So that's Sunday night. Late Saturday night, Sunday, however you want to classify it. This is last night. Seriously. Southside, both. She was shot and robbed and beaten Southside last night, 8:45. And so it goes. Nancy, go ahead. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Marty. I just wanted to give another spin to it. I belong to a church that's on South 18th Street. Wow. And I was driving to church on Sunday morning on the news. I heard of the shooting right at Carson and South 18th Street. Yeah. And, you know, that's wonderful. You know, it's horrible that we have to deal with this. But we're Orthodox. It's a Ukrainian Orthodox church, and we celebrate Christmas on the, Easter on the 12th.
Oh.
So we have a beautiful tradition that we do a sunrise service where it starts like 10 o'clock at night, and then it goes into Easter morning.
Oh,
we're not going to be able to do that because people are going to be too afraid to come down to Southside and be there like 12 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning. But it's such a beautiful service, and we're going to have to, people aren't going to come down for it. Too dangerous.
I'm kind of confounded here about what to say. Do you have cops, Pittsburgh cops, off duty?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I know they're expensive as hell, and I'm not suggesting everybody can afford that. And it's sad that I have to propose that, but it should be discussed.
I know. It's just a very sad situation. And I do blame the city. I think the city needs to do more.
It's sickening. And
it is.
Are folks afraid because of the publicity? Are they afraid because of the violence, or is it both?
Afraid of the violence, because a lot of our service, we have it inside, but then we come outside the church and we do a procession and we sing, and then we open the doors, and then it's Easter morning.
Oh,
you know, Christ is risen.
And they'll be right when these hooligans are hammered. Right?
Right. They're hammered and they're shootings. And quite frankly, I don't know how long we're going to be able to do this because I'm not going down there.
Oh my gosh, this breaks my heart.
For night. And it's a sad we'll miss out on Easter service. So.
Hey, hold on. Trevin, please grab her number. I want to call her. I want to see if we can help with this. This is unsettling. This is really troublesome to me. Jesus, these folks trying to have a wonderful service and they're afraid, and I understand. Nancy, I'm going to put you on hold. He's going to grab your number. Is that okay?
Thank you.
All right. Man. This is just... So, their service starts at 10, so it bleeds over into this really the happy hour for the idiots to get hammered. The real trouble starts at 11:30 at night. Truly, that's when the shootings happened. Although last night's was before 9 o'clock. Wow. Anthony, it's disgusting, isn't it, brother?
Well, it's another example of the breakdown of our society.
It is.
And the criminal justice system.
It is.
The problem is these criminal element know there's no consequences.
None.
Because they're not, Marty, these people are so brazen. It's not like there aren't police over there. There's plenty of police.
It's actually true.
But they don't care. Look, they don't care anymore. They're that brazen that they could just, with impunity, shoot, fight, do whatever they want to do. And realize this, people, it's going to shift once all the businesses over there close. Your strip district is not going to look the same in 5 years
hold
either.
Hold on. This is why I love my man.
Accountable.
This is why I love my man. The thug punk derelicts, they move like a rash from...
Yes.
Community to community, wherever they have the least resistance, wherever they can commit their crimes the easiest. He's right on.
Yes. Marty, we solved this. Maybe when you went to Texas, but this happened in Oakland when you had the hoodlums came down from the projects and every weekend caused havoc. So they ran roughshod there. In the early 90s, when the gangs were going on, you had these warehouses that had dances and stuff.
True.
They had shootings there.
True.
And the strip became a ghost town.
I agree.
Southside built up, and now you've got the criminal element who decided they're going to come over every weekend because there's no one going to hold them accountable. There's no juvenile justice system.
True.
You've got these magistrates who are talking about people who have mental illness. So they can just do whatever they want to do.
It's absolutely true. I cannot argue with the guru.
It's sad.
It's sad, brother. Thanks, my man.
All right, brother.
We're going to have to wrap it up with that, but I got to help out that church. That's disheartening, man. Those poor folks are trying to have a wonderful Easter celebration. We got to figure a way to help them out this weekend. I want to kind of put the situation in the city into context. Men like me have platforms, and we use them to make a difference, and we do. Folks suggest I'm too critical of the South Side. To hell with that. The thing about it is, when the fire's burning, put out the fire. The fire's burning, man. People sent me a bunch of videos yesterday with women at bus stops downtown, pretty much naked, high as kites, passed out at bus stops. People were afraid to take the damn bus. A bunch of people sent me pictures of grown men urinating downtown. Now, for those of you who get offended by that, I don't really care. Until it's fixed, the house is burning. If you don't like that, if you like the squeaky, clean Disney version of KDK, I don't know what to tell you. But don't forget, that's why we're here, to make a damn difference. Don't forget that when we raise $400,000 to pay people's bills. We put a roof on a house or find a kidney for a young woman who's dying. Don't forget that. We put stair lifts in. I don't want praise or a furnace in 20 homes in one day. I just want you to understand why we're here. And the people that get it, get it. The ones that don't, this crap about, I got someone who called me, owns a bunch of property in the South Side, that I'm ruining their property values. I am. Man, you had a 28-year-old girl shot in the head last night on the South Side. It ain't Marty Griffin doing this. What's ignorant is this notion that it's the fault of us. We shine the light until someone sees the light and follows the light to a point where the light creates change. That's it. Trevin? You buy what I'm selling, do you not? You believe in this process. Because Trevin came into this thinking, whoa, this is crazy. You buy this, don't you?
As I said, I appreciate the fact that you all put the people who aren't seen, you put the light on them. The people that don't have a voice, you give them a voice.
You have to, right?
That's correct.
We can't ignore that. We can't ignore it. We just can't. That woman trying to have a church service on the 12th, that broke my heart, man. They're afraid to have a damn church service. And since it's after midnight, they probably should be a little nervous. We will find a way to help them get to where they want to be. It's why we're here. But until things are better, we have to point out that they're worse. We do. We can't always scream, Pittsburgh's wonderful, if it isn't. We love this town. We're here to make this town better, aren't you? Aren't you? If you're not, I would want you to ask yourself, why not? I'm all in. I hope you are too. The Pirates are next.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.